Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of The Hope Dealer. I'm your host, Ari Rose. So I'm trying something new today. I am recording my podcast, and at the same time, I am also recording this as a visual podcast. I had put a poll up, and it was almost like a tie. About 200 people voted for audio, about 180 voted for video. And so I figured, why am I going to leave those 180 people out who want to see something visually, you know, enjoy their podcast in video form? So anyways, I'm doing that today and I'm so excited. I have just been so inspired lately. I've been really in tune with myself. I have been reading a lot. I have been reading my Bible. I have been journaling a lot. I have... you know, just really taking time for myself to gain some clarity. And I become super duper inspired by a lot of things. But one of the main things that has really stood out to me in the last 2 weeks is I heard a sermon talking about how sometimes we will pray to be in certain rooms. We will pray to have a seat at certain tables. And then we get there. We go into the room, we're around these people that we've prayed to be around, we are sitting at the table, and then there's no opportunities. And you leave and nobody calls and there's no opportunities, and it leaves you to feel like you're not good enough. It leaves you to feel rejected, almost like, hey, what about me? You know, I'm over here, I have talent too. Give me a chance, give me a shot. And what we fail to realize is that sometimes we just don't belong in that room, no matter how much we desire it. Sometimes we don't belong at that table, no matter how much we wish to sit down. You know, God has prepared a table for all of us. And sometimes we just got to keep moving around until we find that table, or till you create your own table, right? But, you know, I went somewhere the other day, and I had an opportunity there, what I thought was an opportunity a couple months back. And that door ended up closing and nothing ever happened. And I moved on. But I did feel a little like, kind of, I don't want to say bitter, but, you know, just kind of like, you know, I just didn't have a good taste in my mouth after that happened. But I went back there a couple days ago and I realized how much I didn't belong there. After I pulled myself out of that space and I am sitting there, I realized God has something bigger planned for me. This is not the path I was supposed to go down. This was not my opportunity. At the time, it seemed like a major opportunity, a great opportunity. But now, months down the road, as I look back, I think I would have made a mistake, you know, had I ran with it, had it really come to pass. And see, at the time, I was upset and I didn't understand and I felt rejected. I felt like maybe I wasn't good enough. I can't believe I questioned that, you know? No one should ever question if they're good enough. Of course you're good enough. You're great. You are good enough. You are great enough for all the opportunities that are meant for you. And I realized, you know, if I have to question a room that I am in, it's probably because that room is not for me. And so looking back at it, I laugh and I just think and I ponder on it about how God really will save you from things that are a waste of time. God will save you from destruction. God will save you from veering on the wrong path. And even though it seems, and you always hear this, and this is such a, like this, the saying, it's just so on point, you know? Sometimes when God says no, we get upset, we get sad, we question it, we don't understand. But sometimes his no's are actually redirection. You know, I'm reading this book, Matthew McConaughey. He has this new book called Green Lights. And he talks about it, how even the red lights and the yellow lights are eventually going to turn green. So that has really been an inspiration to me this last week or two. I've been extremely motivated. I feel extremely confident. I feel like I am full of faith. I feel like I'm not questioning anything anymore. I am doing the best that I can. I am doing everything possible that I can. And most importantly, when my spirit tells me, sit down, Ari, as hard as it is, I'm doing that too. Because success isn't just about go, 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 go. Try and figure things out. Try and control things. No. Success is listen. Do the best that you can. When spirit tells you to sit down, sit your butt down. Because sometimes we are the ones that get in our own way. Sometimes we are the ones that when God closes a door and tries to redirect us, we are there sitting by that damn door, wondering why it won't open. And then God says, hey, if you take the time to stand up and you walk a little further down the hallway and you go to the next door, you're going to see that that's where your blessing lays. That is the door with your name on it. But you want to be so stubborn that you're going to sit at this door that I completely said no to. You know I said no. You know I closed that door. You know there's no opportunities in there for you. Because if there were opportunities in there for you, they would have come to pass. But you want to be a stubborn child and you want to sit outside that door. Well, guess what? You are going to sit there until you learn the lesson. You are going to sit there until you pray hard enough. You're going to sit there until you quiet the noise out to listen to my voice. And pay attention when I say walk down the hallway, because your blessing is not here. It's down there. And when we learn to do that, we learn to have faith and we learn to listen and we allow ourselves to be guided, we find our opportunities, we find our blessings, and most importantly, we find our motivation, because in that room is where we come to life. That is where our confidence comes from. That is where we are built. That is where we can grow. Anyways, guys, I had to share this with you. I'm so inspired, and I hope that this message just touches you. I hope this message gives you some type of comfort, some type of inspiration. And most importantly, if this message resonated with you and you feel like you are sitting outside that door, and God's been trying to stir something in you, trying to tell you to move along, maybe this is a sign that you need to do just that. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast. Make sure to share, comment, like, give it a thumbs up, do all that good stuff. Everything helps. I appreciate all the love and support. Please stay safe. Take care. Sending you all my love and blessings. Until next time, ciao.